We are in Daf Vav and Aleph. Ma lahanoch shekein hechshe mitzveh teipik lei mihosam. According to Shitas HaTosfos, the Gemara said that it is speaking about by Lav the Mechama, and that what is known in Tchiyim by Binyan Beis Hamikdash, because it is a Hechshe Mitzvah. And there's no din tchiyah, mechamer is a hechshem mitzvah, so there's no din tchiyah by mechamer. So the Gemara says, teipik lei mehosam, she don't need a special posik that binyan beis hamikdash is not teich Shabbos. You can learn out from kibud ovaim, that's also speaking about lav de mechamer, from there we see that a hechshem mitzvah is not teich a lav. So the Gemara says, ein ochenami, that is true. So really, we do not need a posik to tell us that binyan beis hamikdash is not doiche Shabbos aydei lav de mechama, because I know a hechshe mitzvah is not doiche. So the Gemara says, so what is the posik coming to teach us? Veshapsoisai tishmeiru umikdoshi tiro lomoli. So what is the posik telling us? Before we go further, there's a Meir de Kahore that the Ritva's Meir, and the Gemara says that the Posik is not telling us that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deich HaShabbos, because that I can learn out from Kibud Oveim. The Baraisa says that that's what the Posik is telling us. The Sanya Yochel Ye Binyan Beis HaMikdash Deich HaShabbos, the Amaloy Meshab Soisei Tishmeiro Mikdoshi Tiro Kulchem Chayovim Bechavoidi. So the Baraisa says, Claude, that's what the Posik is telling us. So how could the Gemara say, that's not what the Posik is telling us? So the Ritva says, the Baraisa is only an Asmach de Balma. That means, that what Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deichem, even the Lav de Mechama, which is only Aloy Sase, is because it's a hechshe mitzvah, so I don't need a posik. No, the Braisa brought this posik and was masmech the halach on this posik, but that's not the true pshat in the posik. So what is the posik coming to tell us? Mi boi leilich desanya, yochel yisroye yisyore odom mi migdosh. I would think that there should be a din of moire migdosh, from the migdosh alone. Talmud loymar eshab soisai tishmeiru ve'es mikdoshi tiro. Nemro shmiro b'shabbos ve'nemro moiro b'mikdosh. Mashmire ho'amuro b'shabbos loy m'shabbos ato misyore. Ele mimi shehizer ala shabbos. There's no yira of the shabbos alone. Af moiro amuro b'mikdosh loy m'mikdosh ato misyore. We'll see clearer in Tosfos, but let's just go a little further. What falls into the category of Moira Migdosh? One should not enter Harabayis holding a makol, b'manolai, wearing shoes, b'pundosai, wearing a money belt, u'bavak shal gabi raglov, should have dusty feet. Vloyasenu kapandriye, he should not use the Beis HaMikdash as a shortcut. Urekike, he's not permitted to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. Mikal Bochema, we'll see Rashi what the Kal Bochema is. Ve'einli elo bizman she Beis HaMikdash kai. Now, these halachas, I would think, only apply bizman she Beis HaMikdash kai. That falls into the category es mikdoshi tiro, the mikdosh. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim minayin, Talmud loyma eshapsoisai tishmeiru umikdoshi tiro. We learn that again from this hekish. Mashmira amura b'shabes lo ilom, af moir amura b'mikdosh lo ilom. So we learn out from over here that the mitzvah of moir amikdosh is noyeg even acher chubonai. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Nemar Shmira b'Shabbos u'Meira b'Migdosh. V'Kishon akosuv b'Posek Echot, that they are on one Posek, so it's a Hekish. Loi mi'Shabbos ato misyore, the loiksiv b'Meira, it doesn't say any place one should be yore mi'Shabbos. So therefore, so we say that Migdosh is similar to Shabbos. I had a shtickle ha'ore, I saw in Sivsei Chaim from Goyim Rab Chaim Friedlander, Zechayne Levroche, he brings from the Tikkuni Zoyar, that the Tikkuni Zoyar says that the word Bereshis is Oisius Yore Shabbos. So it seems there is an Indian of Yore Shabbos. Al Koponim, that is not, I mean, Raj de Loiksiv Bei Moire. That means that is a drash, a remez, but the posik did not spell out Moira Shabbos. So the hekish is from what's kosuv b'Toira. It doesn't say in the Torah any place Moira Shabbos. That's a remez, that's a soid. But in pshat, it doesn't say Moira Shabbos, so memele, so we're makish, just like there's no inyan of Moira Shabbos, al pi pshat, there's no inyan of Moira Migdash. Pundosoi arniki sha'oizer boi mosnov. Kapandriye lekatzeri luchoi shle lahakif, you should not have to walk all around. Viyikoneis pepesach ze, viyichnes pepesach ze, viyetze mishekenegdoi. They'll go out the opposite door. Veloi l'shem avoide. That means if one enters the Beis HaMikdosh, l'shem avoide, he does not have to leave from the same door he entered. If by leaving from a different door, it'll be mekatzer darkoi. But alas ischocho. But the iser is if he las ischocho. That's why he's using the Beis Hamikdash as a shortcut. Mikal v'chaimer meforish bebroches beperik haroye mechi ein lovay el shar hamelech belvush sak. It says one is not permitted to enter the Shar HaMelech Bevush Sak She'enoi Mo'us. It's not Mo'us. It's not Mechubedik to enter the Shar HaMelech Bevush Sak. It's, there's missing Kvoid Malchus by entering the Bevush Sak, but it's not Mo'us. Kavochoy Malorek Shehu Mo'us Levnei HaKadosh Baruch. Let us see Taisvis. Yochel Yisroi Yisyorei Odom Mi Beis HaMikdosh. Now, it says, Ish Ovi Ve'imoy Tiro Ve'esh Absoisai Tishmoiru. Ani Hashem. It says, Mikdoshi Tiro, Esh Absoisai Tishmoiru U'Mikdoshi Tiro, also Ani Hashem. Now, by Mikdoshi Tiro, the Gemara darshins that don't take this literally, that there should be a Moira Mikdosh. No, the Moira Mikdosh is similar to Shabbos. That there's no Moira of Shabbos. So Tosis is asking a kasha, so let us say the same thing by Kibbutz. By Kibbutz, that it says, Ish imevovev tirove shabsoisit ishmeiru. The pasuk is coming to tell us, not the way we say, it's coming to tell us, it's coming to tell us that we should know how to understand that meira of is not meira of, it's the dumya de Shabbos. So Taisu says, Gabi oviv loy hutzrach loy mekein, de pshite shlo yishtachve loy l'shem elokus. Aval gabi ha-migdosh, itzrech, mishum dahave, dover, shebekdushe. I think Taisvis is saying as follows. There are really three psukim. It says, es Hashem alekecho tiro. It says, migdoshi tiro. It says, ish imei ve'oviv tiro. They are, by moire, shamayim, by Meira Mikdosh, and by Meira Oviv, Imai Va'oviv. In all the three it says the same Loshen. So Taisvi says that we would think that the Meira of Migdash is similar to the Meira of Aviv. Similar to the Meira of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Yishtach V'loy L'shem Elokus. But just like by as Hashem Elokecha Tira, there's an Indian of his batlus legamri, that's Yishtach V'loy L'shem Elokus. So the Kedusha that is in the Mokim HaMikdosh is also Mikdoshi Tiro. Mikdoshi Tiro. It also, I would have a Havamine. Mishum David Dovo Shebekdusha. So there's a Hashpo of a Lakus in the Mikdosh, in that one should be Mishtacheve. I'd like to say something which I'm not too clear, but I'd like to be Moira. It says in Yeshua, when the Malach came to Yeshua, so Yeshua was Mishtachave to the Malach. There was a Hishtachavoye to the Malach. Now, I don't know if this was a different sort of Ishtachavoya, if this was a Ishtachavoya l'shem Kovid, so it has no shaykhis at all to what we are saying over here. Here we're talking about a Ishtachavoya l'shem Elokus. So then if there was a different type of Ishtachavoya, it could be. Or it could be that a Malach is different than the Beis HaMikdosh. And in Pasuk and Mishpatim, we speak about the Malach Shmi Bekirboi. Could be there. There is an Inyan of Ishtachavoye L'shem Elokus. Dvorim Amukim, which I'm not to bakant. But Al Koponim Toisvis says there would have been a Havamine that the Tiro of Migdosh would mean Ishtachavoye L'shem Elokus. So therefore you need a Limud. But by Ovi ve'imoi, even though hukshu kvoidom lekvoid amokim, about this inyan of yire of l'shem elokus, such a hisbatlus that the Gemara understood without any limudim that zicha does not apply by Ovi ve'imoi. So Tosfos in the first teretz is saying the first teretz is saying that by Ovivim I don't need a posik, and I do need a posik. I would have a havamine that the Mikdash is mechayev ishtachavoy l'shem elokus, and that's the tira. Inami gabi oviv shayich moiro shelo yachisenu, aber bemigdish ein yochel limtsay elo bedoichik kamoy shemeforish vohilach. Tosfos has a second teretz, that be'emesin, that what is a havamine, that there should be a Moira Migdash, there should be Yishtachavoy L'shem Elokus, is only because I don't have a different pshat. What else is pshat Moira? That means Bishloime by Ovi Ve'imoi. So there I can understand the Moira, Shelo Yachisenu, the Tosfos HaRoshes, the Loyach Lishtaitoi, there's a Moira, I should be very sensitive to the feelings of the parents. That's the Moira. But by Migdosh, we can't say such a Moira. So a Kolchach, so what is the Moira of the Migdosh? And that is the literal translation of the Pasuk. Mikdoshi Tiro. Here there's by the Ovivimoi, it's a Moira Shloyach Lishtaitoi. That he shouldn't do Keneged Ritzoinoi. That was the Moira. That I think that was the Meir of the Mephoshim say, Ati Adati by the Maisa Keda Kirei Lekimato. That Avram Avinu, that the whole Maisa Keda was, which is a Meir de Kamaisa of Ave, but there was a Yire, not that the Rebbeishim should have any, should be any way bring about the Psa'i Rotzin from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that is the Moire by Ovi Vimoy. That's the Moire by Ovi Vimoy. But by the Mokim Amigdosh, we're speaking about a Mokim. So what is Moire? So out the process of elimination, it can't be that Moire. So there has to be a Moire of a Lekus. That's how the Taisus Rosh is shot in the second Teretz of Taisus. So the Pasuk says no. That the Inyan of Meir HaMikdash after the Limud is an Hoges of Yiras HaKovet. That's how the Bichas Avrom says Pshat. That, which is not an Hoge of Yiras HaKovet. It doesn't fit into the words very well. Mikdoshi Tiro, but the Hekish tells us that's how we have to learn Pshat. Taisa says it's a Doichik, Ela B'Doichik, but I can't say a different Pshat because of the Hekish. So that what the Gemara brings down these anhoges that shouldn't lichnas adam b'makloi b'manoloi. This is a anhoges of yiras hakovet. That's not pashta dekra, but that is how we learn out from the Hekish. Al kaponim, perhaps we can understand a little better, the Gemara Psochim, says that the Shimon HaMsuni used to darshan kolesen shebeteire till he came to Hashem alakech otira pirish. Rabbi Kiva said, Zbol Rabbis Tamidei Chachomim. So I think according to this thesis, we have a new pshat in that Gemara. The tira of Hashem alakech otira zicha means a moira velakus. Atzicha the tira of Hashem alakecha tira, and es Hashem alakecha tira means that we're marbe, whatever the es is marbe, is the tira of Hashem alakecha, which is a yira of alakus. So therefore, Shimon HaMsuni, this was pirish, he says that zicha will never apply by a boss of a dom. We have to understand what Rabbi Kiva was mechadish. Rabbi Kiva was mechadish is vol rabbis tamidei chachomim. He was mechadish meire rabbach ke meire shamayim im keinem anachnu, that there is such an inyan of yira by a malach who would in by rabbi also, or it's a different type of yira. It's not the same yira. Let us go further. The Gemara continues, Alasalke Daitach Amine Teisi Behavore. So, Poshim Shat, the Gemara is that we're back to the Sugya, why do we need Oleo? I know in Esadecha, the Mecha Teisi Esadecha Loisasa Shiesh Bekoris, why do you need Oleo? So, the Gemara says, the Tanya, the Verab Yishmoel. Leisavaru eish b'chol meishveiseichem ma Talmud loyma. What is the Pasuk coming to tell us? So the Gemara interrupts right away. We have now a Maim HaMuzga. Ma Talmud loyma. Ila Rab Yois ila Lav. Ila Rab Nosen l'chalik. The Leisavaru Eish is coming to tell us either that there's a lav on Havoris Eish, or there's a din lechalik. We'll see in Rashi in a minute what this means. The Sanya Havore lelav yotzeso divrei Rabbi Yosi. Abnosen oima lechalik. Abnosen says lechalik. So then, before we see the Gemara later, what Rabbi Shmuel really was asking, let us first see Rashi, so understand a little better the Lalav and the Lachalik. Rashi says, Ma Talmud Loima, Baloi kval nema loi sase kol melochas. I know melochas also. So why does the posuk specify the meloch of avore? Lelav yotzosa loima shein chayovin olea kores askila elolav baalme. You're not chayev kores askila. You're only chayev olav. The Bichas Avrom clears the Hakire. What is Pshat according to Rabbi Yossi? According to Rabbi Yossi, his Pshat is that it is a Meloche. Sase kol Meloche. It's a Meloche. No, the Torah said that the Oynish of this Meloche is less than the Onshim of all Meloches. It's a Lav Valme. Oh, the Torah was Megale that it's not a Meloche in Ganzen. Verkehrt. Meloch is a chayiv skila. This is not a meloch. That's the gila yakro. The gila yakro is that it is not a meloch. Lamein afkemine, if it'll be yosser in yontiv. That means if it is a shame meloch, so then it's yosser in yontiv. If it doesn't have a shame meloch, it should be mutter in yontiv. Could be, there'll be another nafkemine, if there's a din teildes, if there's a din teildes on havore. If it's a meloche, so there's din teildes, we learn out that there's teildes on all the av meloches. If it's not a meloche, so there won't be a din teildes. Al koponim, that's Abul Kaponi says from the Loshon of Rashi, that Rashi says, Lelav Yotzoso, Loime Shein Chayovin Oleho Koris Uskila Elo Lav Baalme, from the Loshon of Rashi, it would seem that, that's all what the Pasuk is telling us. In Chiyuv, there's not the Chiyuv that is by the other Malachis. But it would seem from Rashi, it is a Malach, but you're not Chayiv. The einish that you chayv on all other malachas. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Lechalek. So here's Amir de Kerashi. Shaloi toima. One should not say, einay chayv skile at shiachalo Shabbos b'chol malachis. I would think, leisase kol malache, I would say, pshat, you're not allowed to do all the malachas, and then you chayv skile. Lakach yotzus avorim in a klal lechalek ma avorim miyuchedes shi'av melochem v'chayiv oleh koris v'skila b'fnei atzmo, because it says mise by the pasuk before, so I see that there's mises bezden on one of the lametes melochis av korishu av meloche, so you don't have to do all lametes melochis in order to be chayiv mise. The Mephoshim Eske Kashe, so it comes out that without this posik, Zarashi Rashi in Psochem says a different pshat, but let's go what Rashi says here. Without this posik, I would think one is only Chayiv Mise if he does all Lamates Melochas. Then he's Chayiv Mise. So the Mizrochi, yes, so what's with the Mekoshish? They killed the Mekoshish. He was only Ma'amah. It was Mekoshish aids him V'yayim HaShabbos, and they killed him. So you see, klar, that you don't have to do all lametes melochis. So the Mizrahi says, I would think it was a hero asho. It's not, that's what the Mizrahi says. The Taz and Divrei David says that what they killed him by doing one meloche is because of this posik, fakert. This posik tells us that you chayv on each melacha. That's why they killed him. Lulei de mistafine, I would think perhaps the teretz of the Taz and the teretz of the Mizrahi is perhaps totally in a different machlokes. When did the Maise Mekoshish occur? So Rashi in Parshas Shlach says, on the mice of the Mekoshes, Bignuson shall Yisrael diber akosef, shle shomru elo Shabbos rishoine,
ובשניה בוזה וחילולו. So Rashi learns pshat that the mice of the Mekoshes was the second week they were in the Midbar. That's before Matan Torah. That's before Matan Torah was. That's what Rashi seems to say. The Ramban says, Afenot, Alpi Pshat, he says he would say it's in Shlach, so he would say it's after the Maisa Meraglim it happened. That's what he would say. Rashi in Parshas Emor says, by the Begadiv, Rashi says, Shneim Hoyo Bepamachas. Now, Lechere, the Begadiv was after Matan Torah. Al Kaponim, one Pshat Rashi says the Megadik was Malaglik on the Lechem Aponim, so that was Lechere after Matan Torah, not before Matan Torah, so Nishneim Hoyu Bepamachas. And Rashi says, V'yoidim Hoyu Shemekoshis Bemisa, Shenema Machalaleh Maishumos, V'loi Peirish Lem Be'eze Misa. That's what Rashi says in Parshas Emor. So it could be that the Tazis Teretz and the Mizrochis Teretz is dependent when the Mice of the Mekoshis was. That means if we learn the Mice of the Mekoshis was before Matan Torah, so we don't have any posik whatsoever. We don't have the lechalik yotzos. This was said much later. So then al kolchoch, then it's very good according to the Mizrahi. So vakelt. So ask Akasha, why do I need a posik to tell me that one is chayiv misa if he does one melacha? Right from the Mekoshis was before Matan Torah. The Mekoshis was a rosho, but lemaisa, I could think, That one is chayiv misa only if it does all lametes melachas. But if we learn the way the Ramban says, the way Rashi in Parshas Emor says that the lechayir that it was in the same zman with the megadif, because that was after Matan Torah. So then fakert. So the mice of the mekoshes is after this posik being derived from the mekoshes fakert. Now that I have a posik lechalik yotzos, that you don't have to be oiver and all lametes melachos. Now, that's why the Mekoshis was killed. So you have to have a limutake that it is that way. Al koponim, this is a maimar amuska. The Gemara said there is this, what was Rabbi Shmuel's kasha? Why does he have to say lesabaru eish? Needless about it, either to tell me lalav yotzes or lachalik yotzes. So the Gemara says, "Oh, my Rav, tanem meishavis kokashele." No, the kash is not on the lav of leisabaruish. That what says b'chol meishvei seichem. B'chol meishvei seichem means that one should not make a fire wherever he is. If he's in Alaska, if he's in Muncie, if he's in Yerushalayim. He should not make a fire. So why do you need a posik to tell me that wherever you are, you're not allowed to make a fire? Meishavis ma talmud loimer. Mirdei Shabbos chayvis agufi. Shabbos is a chayvis aguf. V'chayvis aguf neheges bein b'oretz, bein b'chutz loretz. Is meishavis the kosem rachmona b'shabbos lomoli. That was the kasha of Rabbi Shmuel. Why does the posik have to tell me that there's an issa of making a fire all over wherever one finds oneself? Bishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmud Echot Lefish Enema Vechiyeh Beish Chet Mishpat Moves Vehumas. So Rabbi Shmuel answered, the posik says that if a person is chayev misa vehumas, so you kill him. I would think that you kill him bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. There's a mitzvah to kill him in Shabbos also. Umani mekayim mechalaleh ma'ishumos. How could I say you kill him in Shabbos? You mechalal Shabbos. B'shar melachos chutz mi mises bezin. So the first tzad of the Baraisa is that mises bezin is noyeg afilu b'shabbos also. Then the Baraisa goes, Oy einoy, ala filo Mrs. Bezin. Maybe machala maishumos means, afilo Mrs. Bezin, you're not allowed to kill him. That's a chilo Shabbos. Umani mikayim vahumis, bechil, v'loy b'shabbos. Vahumis means only bechil you kill a person who's chayiv Mrs. Bezin, not b'shabbos. Oyeinoi elafilu b'Shabbos. Or then the Baraisa goes, maybe it's toiche Shabbos also. The Gemara later will explain the pilpul of the Baraisa, that the Baraisa was mesupik. If it is toiche Shabbos, not toiche Shabbos, it is toiche Shabbos. Akaponim, that was the Shaila. Talmud loima loisavaru eish bechil meishveisechem ulaholun loimam. And this pasuk is speaking about Mrs. Besden. This pasuk is speaking about Mrs. Besden. That's the next pasuk that the killer would say. Is Mama Yishava Yisamurim Laholam Bebesden? Af Yishava Yisamurim Kan Bebesden? Vamarachmona Laisavaru. So now we see pshat in the pasuk. But the Pasuk is telling us, Leisavaru Eish Bechol Meshveisechem, is coming to tell us that Meshveisechem is Gematria Mrs. Besen. That means even though you want, Besen wants to be Mekayim, the Chi of Misa, the one who wants to be Meim is someone who's Mekayim Misa, Afal Pikeim, you're not allowed to. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Leisavaru Eish, was coming to tell us that it is Zosar Afilu, you want to be Mekayim Mrs. Besen. Someone is Mechuyev to get killed, but you don't kill him on Shabbos. Now, so we have a posik that Mrs. Besen is not Teiche Shabbos. My love, Rabbi Nosani, the Omar Lechalik Yotzesa. That this Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Nosan, that we hold by Havore, is an av maloche, this chorus. V'taime de kosvach manu loisevaru. So the posik said, loisevaru. Hola avochi, but would seem without the posik. Tochi. So the posik is coming to tell us that it is without the posik, I think it is doicha, or we have the lashon of toisvis, that means that since the posik is extra, so the posik is coming with the UK, that in Shabbos you're not, in per kama de Shabbos, b'chol mei shovis I ata mavir, aval ata mavir b'meduire space hamoiket. Now, the toisvis is misleading, this is only a havamin, the meduire space hamoiket, the posik is not coming on that. The posik is coming to tell us that b'chol mei shvoiseichem, you're not allowed to make a fire, but in the Beis HaMikdash, if you have a vorim that hutzas behem, you have a vorim shel choil from Erev Shabbos, in Moshla behem ha'or, they started burning about the Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to continue burning them and to do a ma'isa v'avore in Shabbos. So the Gemara darshens this from Leisavaru Eish Bechol Moish Vaiseichem, but in the Beit HaMikdash you're allowed to be Maktir Ein Murim that Moshla Bem Hu Meyarev Shabbos. So the whole problem is the word Moish Vaiseichem. The Moish Vaiseichem comes to tell us this drosh. So Tosfos says, Aini Mishim Dabla Lemichtav Moisha Vois. There the drosh is from the diak of the chem. But I need it. Umidaloik siv loisavaru bechol gevulchem. It could have said, for this drosh, it could have said gevulchem. I would darshan gevulchem is also under the base of Migdash is muta. So then I would know that then that you're allowed to be maktir on the mizbeach. Of course, I've my shavuos. No, my shavuos is a loshen of bezin. Mash medosa lechadoch. Or besides, per kama the kedushin, the kama my shavuos, the kosa v'rachmona gabi shabbos lomoli, salke daita chamin oil binyin de mayadis ksiv leboy be kiddush bezin ke mayadis. So there's another drosha of my shavuos. Loi mi de loi sevareish b'chol mei sveishechem kadorish, because this pasuk is already used up completely. Al mikra achini de emer al kahanim derchiv Shabbos il Hashem v'chol meishveisechem
The Ukra, Binyone de Moyed Ksiv, and that pasuk is coming to tell us that, that Shabbos does not need Kiddush Pesach. What we were speaking about in the beginning of the Shir, about the union of Ishtachavoya to a Malach, I was shown a Meredika Malbim in Parshas Mishpatim, Chof Gimel Chof Aleph. The Malbim says as follows. He says, there's two types of Malachim. Lefamim ya Malach Shliach Shain Adoin of Itoi. The Odin is not together with the Malach. Ak Mosar Beyodoi HaKoyach Lifel Kivi HaTzerech Alanes VaPele. That was given over to the Malach Koiches to do certain things. Lefamim ya Malach Shliach Sha'adoin of Itoi. And sometimes the Malach is a Shliach that the Odin is together with the Malach. Hatzalayma. She'iker ha'pula yasa Hashem ba'atzmai. Rak she'kol pu'loisov she'yase gam ba'atzmai. Heim al yedei shluchov u'malochov. The pulis that Rabbeinu Shlom Kavyochol does ba'atzmai is also through shluchov u'malochov. Va'oz lo'itikra ha'pu'ula al shem ha'malach. But then it is not considered like the malach is doing it, rak al shem Hashem, Hashoichein umislabish boy. Vozikra hamalach b'shem Hashem, kishmoy bekirboy. And later he brings down, Behine beleches Yisrael ba'midboksiv, v'Hashem hoylech lifneihem yoimom ba'amud onom lamchoisem haderech. Va'omar va'yiso Hashem hoylech lifneihem. V'yoyma v'yisa malach alakim oylech ne'machne Yisrael. Nimtza she'amud ha'onon v'eish nikra b'shem malach alakim. The omud was called a malach alakim. She'yoylech lefneim l'shomrim alahoyer lahem. V'hu hoya malach she'adoynav itoy. Ch'may she'oma shomu kiyata Hashem. Bekerev ha'omazeh v'anon cho'imed aleihem. V'alkein ha'yu mishtachvim noichach amud ha'onon. And therefore they were mishtachv to the onon, sheishtachvu leho'odain ha'shoichin boi. That is, they were mishtachvu leho'odain ha'shoichin boi. So that could be that would be it said by the malach that came to Yeshua, that was the malach Michoel. So he speaks about this malach. This was our malach that the Odin was imoy.